A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. One of the scribes came near and heard them disputing with one another. And seeing that he answered them well, he asked Jesus, "Which commandment is the first of all?" Jesus answered, "The first is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these.' Then the scribe said to him, 'You are right, teacher. You have truly said that he is one, and besides him there is no other. And to love him with all the heart, and with all the understanding, and with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself, this is much more important than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices.' When Jesus saw that he answered wisely, he said to him, 'You are not far from the kingdom of God.' After that, no one dared to ask him any question." The Gospel of the Lord. You are not far from the kingdom of God. The gospel writer gives no indication as to what the scribe's response was to this remark, only that no one dared to ask Jesus any more questions. I imagine the scenario being played out today, and as the scribe, I would respond to Jesus with a question. Where exactly is the kingdom of God? And then I would pull out my trusty GPS and plug in the address. And in a matter of moments, I would know just how far I am from the kingdom of God, in miles and in minutes. How far is it? How long will it take before we get there? Are we there yet? These are questions that travelers, usually children, often have when they are on a journey. They speak to the excitement and anticipation of what lies ahead. Our enthusiasm for what is to come, though, blinds us to the wonders of the moments that are right there before us. With the advent of Google Maps and various global positioning services like Garmin, the mystery and awe of journeying has been sacrificed for efficiency and directness. We aim, I think, perhaps vainly, to live into the proverb that says, "The shortest distance between two points is a straight line." We try to do all we can to avoid detours, road construction, and getting lost. Some of the greatest memories of vacations with family and friends come as a result of these very interruptions to our carefully crafted itineraries. You are not far from the kingdom of God. How far is it? In a nutshell, it is the journey of life, a life lived in faith. But for the journey of life, there is no GPS. If such were the case, then we'd make sure that we sailed right through life without any roadblocks, U-turns, or potholes. The only roadmap we have for the journey of life lies in the two greatest commandments, love of God and love of neighbor. The command to love God with all our heart, all our soul, all our mind, and all our strength, in essence, with our entire being, isn't a command we are compelled to follow because God has decreed it so and wishes to have our undying praise and adulation. It is a command, an invitation, really, to respond to the love God has first bestowed on us. Each one of us is only too well aware of our personal brokenness, and we wonder how it is that God can possibly love us. But the good news is that God does love us, in our brokenness and through to wholeness. To love God with our whole being, then, is a way of rejoicing in this gift. However, it is not enough for us to simply say that we love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. To open ourselves to this passionate love of God is to be transformed, then, into loving people. As such, there is only one way to adequately show our gratitude for God's boundless love, and that is through loving our neighbor as ourselves, or more rightly, loving our neighbor as we ourselves have been loved. These two commandments cannot and should not be separated. Having been washed in the love of God and desiring to respond to this gracious love from the depths of our being, we can't help but love our neighbor too. For having been transformed by this love of God, we see in them the very face of God. Our own Catherine of Siena had to learn this. Ensconced in the solitude of herself, perfectly content to spend her days completely and only with the Lord in prayer, Jesus had to urge her to go forth, to be with the people. Though reluctant to leave, Catherine listened to Jesus as he instructed her that to love her neighbor would unite her more closely to himself. "You know that my commandment of love is twofold," he said to her. "Love of me and love of neighbor. I wish you to fulfill these two precepts so that you will not walk with one foot but with two, that you will have two wings to fly to heaven." With such words, Catherine was given the strength to go forth from herself, and we know the stories of how she came to love her neighbor who was sick, imprisoned, poor, and lost. How far are we from the kingdom of God? As far as our neighbor. But who is our neighbor? Jesus shows us in the way he encountered others in life, paying attention to those who are outcast, eating with sinners, calling companions to accompany him on the journey, healing with a word and touch of compassion, offering forgiveness to those who had betrayed and abandoned him. Such is the kingdom of God. How far are we from the kingdom of God? Not far at all. For when we forgive someone for the hurt they have done to us, we are not far from the kingdom of God. When we offer to care for the children or elderly parent of a neighbor so they can have some respite, we are not far from the kingdom of God. When someone offers us a shoulder to cry on, we are not far from the kingdom of God. When another helps us discern a difficult decision, we are not far from the kingdom of God. When another person offers us mercy for having offended them, we are not far from the kingdom of God. We are not far from the kingdom of God when we dare to stand boldly against the corruption of society, or when we speak out against those things that circumvent the natural process of life, or when we challenge social systems that allow far too many people around the world to remain hungry, homeless, uneducated, or uncared for. When we look at another and see not sex, creed, color, or orientation, but only the face of God, we are not far from the kingdom of God. As I try to communicate to my students, the kingdom of God is not a place whose address we can simply input to our GPS. The kingdom of God is about action. It is about how the life, the love of God is celebrated and manifested within our own simple and yet profound lives. Just how far are we from the kingdom of God? As far as the next opportunity to love someone in brokenness and through to wholeness.